1, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
97.5 FM WFHR would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show, Thursdays at 9 a.m.
Oh, what an answer by the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune in to every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football brought to you on WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Incorporated, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR or streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Time to spotlight today's Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Well, Hunter Waller, no matter how the rest of this game turns out, he's going to be able to look in the mirror tonight and every night and say, I gave everything I had. And he's leading the team in tackles again here today.
Yeah, and he missed last week, obviously, you know. It takes a ton for him to not, but he fought his way to get back out here and play in his last game as a senior, and he's been all over the place. I think Minnesota has dominated this game yardage-wise, time of all of the things, but Hunter Waller continues to throw his body around. I think he's just been a great leader, and he's out here again today in his last game, emptying that bucket, leading the team in tackles. I can't think of somebody better to put out there than Hunter Waller.
The Gophers will take over at their 40-yard line. 7 minutes and 57 seconds to play. 21-7, Minnesota leading Wisconsin. Max Brosmer through the air, 17 of 26, 191 yards, 2 touchdowns. Mikey Brockington comes out to the left. Daniel Jackson to the right. Darius Taylor, the running back. Frank Bierman, the tight end, motions to the right. Brosmer will hand off to Taylor up the middle and across the 40-yard line and crashing in there. For Wisconsin is Aaron Witts at the 42. Talking with Aaron this week, the first game he attended, he was actually a Gophers verbal commit when Minnesota came in here in 2018 and beat Wisconsin. And Aaron, that COVID year, he had a really good bowl game against Wake Forest and then a lot of injuries. Saying this is really his first year of playing a full season. Guy who just loves the game, and he's got a lot of football ahead of him in the future. Second down and 8 for the Gophers at their 42-yard line. Rosemary back under center, takes the snap, hands off Taylor. Got to hit the right side, has room off the edge. 45-50, 45-yard line. Preston Zachman finally lower the pads and bring Taylor down to the 42-yard line of Wisconsin. First down, Minnesota.
Good job by Taylor there of kind of selling it. He got bias to jump inside a little bit, and then he jump cut out, and wisely for him, didn't finish out of bounds, finished, made sure he stayed in bounds, picked up the first down. A really nice run there by Taylor.
6:45 remaining, 21-7, Minnesota leads Wisconsin. And we will milk that play clock, which is at 10. Rosemar looking right up at him. Take the snap, gives it to Taylor off the left side, and John Pius is there to get him behind the line of scrimmage. Let's go back to Brosmer here and just his smarts. I mean, in college, we see a lot of times in situations like this, the snap coming with like 10 to 15 seconds on the play clock. This guy has total awareness of what's going on. That play lost 2 yards. They'll trade that for time. Second down and 12 at the Wisconsin 44-yard line.
You see it with his decision-making as well, and he's checked a few times and gotten the Gophers into the right play. You've been really impressed with his accuracy, his decision-making, his clock management. He's been really good today.
Play clock is at 5, second down and 12. Brosmer under center, takes a snap, hands off Taylor. Room up the middle. He's to the 40-yard line, inside the 35. A collision with Preston Zachman at the 34-yard line. It'll be a third down and 2 for the Gophers with 5.5 minutes to play.
Yeah, you see the physicality of the Gophers' offensive line, that just a strong zone play to the right side, and their backside tight end is able to wash down the defensive end, and it's an easy cut and getting vertical, picking up 10 or 11 yards, setting up a third manageable. And now we're at that point where it's the point of no return, sell out, and you need to force some kind of fumble here because Minnesota's doing what they want.
Play clock is down to 8, third down and 2 from the Wisconsin 34-yard line. Jamison Gears, a tight end in motion to the left. Here's the handoff. Darius Taylor over the left side, gets the first down, pushing the stack inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. And another fresh set of downs here for Minnesota as they continue to burn the clock, 4:47 and counting left in the game.
Yeah, that's a demoralizing one there. Yeah. Third and 2, you're selling out to stop the run, and just a straight-up play right off the left side, and you get all kinds of movement, and you got Fleck over there celebrating, you got linemen pointing first down. Those are the demoralizing ones.
Minnesota with 163 rushing yards today. They came in averaging 105. The 28-yard line of Wisconsin, first and 10, as Brosmer will hand it to Taylor, hitting off the right side of the line. John Pius from behind will chase him down to the 25 of Wisconsin. Gain of 3. Second down and 7 for Minnesota with 4:05 remaining.
Zone play to the right. This is, I got to lie to you, all we're seeing now is zone right, zone left. That's what Minnesota's doing. They're not going to do anything else. Wisconsin knows that, and you know they're selling out to try and do it. Hunter Ward comes up, tries to fill. You're doing everything you can, but Minnesota just keeps grinding on the clock, running it down to 1 or 2 on the play count, running a zone right, running a zone left, and that's been the formula here at the end of this game.
Play clock is at 7. Ball at the 25 of Wisconsin. Second down and 7. Brosmer turns. Hands off Darius Taylor. And he gets nabbed right away. And that was Hunter Wohler getting there for Wisconsin at the line of scrimmage. Timeouts taken here with 3 minutes and 31 seconds remaining. It is 21-7. Minnesota leading Wisconsin. So we will hold it here. I don't think it's a full break. 3:31 to play, 21-7 the Gophers, as the Badgers using their first timeout.
Yeah, Darrell Peterson did a really good job of just staying at the point of attack and then coming down and making a play. Again, zone left, not rocket science. In that time, guys were able to get off of blocks and make a play.
Patrick, what do you have?
It's at this point of the game where the axe makes an appearance down on the Wisconsin sideline. Obviously, Wisconsin won it, and it's been in their locker room for the last year. Well, when the game is like this and it appears that Minnesota's going to win it, they used to run into the other team's bench, steal the trophy, and run out. That led to some conflict, decided that's probably not the best idea. So now what happens is the axe is in the Wisconsin bench right now. It's going to make its way down to about the south goalpost, and that's where Minnesota, if this score holds, would go and retrieve it and start their celebration. Sad times.
All right, here we go. Third down and 7, Minnesota at the Wisconsin 25-yard line. 3:31 to play, 21-7 the Gophers. Badgers just used their first timeout. They had 2 available. Shotgun snap to Brosmer. They'll keep it on the ground to Darius Taylor, and John Pius is there to make the tackle again at the line of scrimmage. And Fickell signaling for his second timeout. It is granted with 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play. Fourth down and 7 for Minnesota.
And now you wonder here from Minnesota's standpoint, you're at the 25. You know your kicker has the leg to do it, but at this point, what do you end up kicking it? Do you just try to run a play, get a first down, and essentially finish this football game? And from Wisconsin's standpoint, you finally made a few stops. It's 4th and 7, but going to be a lot of questions after this game as far as where this program's at, and what direction moving forward, because Minnesota has come in here, and for a program like ours that has been so prideful about bowl streaks and physicality and everything else, Minnesota's been more physical than we've been today.
Yeah,
and it has not been
sure,
close.
For sure. Well, they'll try to make it a 3-possession game here, a 43-yard attempt Little right of center for Dragon Kesic, who missed from 49 yards away in the third quarter. Lines are set. Here's the snap, and the kick is away, and it is good. They get 24-7 Minnesota with 3 minutes and 19 seconds left in the game. We will take a break, and we are back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Dragon Kesic with a 43-yard field goal. He is set to kick off for Minnesota, and he hits this one well. There will be no return. Hits into the end zone, and better late than never. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
3 minutes, 19 seconds remaining, 24-7, Minnesota leading Wisconsin. Braden Locke remains in there at quarterback, Tawee Walker to his right. Two receivers right, one left, low shotgun snap, dug out by Locke. His pass deflected by Parrish, and it goes out of bounds, intended for Nowakowski, and it's just been a tough goal for a banged-up center in Jake Renfro today. Another errant snap, and Locke prevented a disaster there. It is second and 10 from the 25. Three receivers right, one to the left. And that one floats back to Locke. Hands off to Walker off the left side, wrapped up by Danny Strigo at the 26-yard line, a gain of one. It's third down and nine.
Yeah,
for Wisconsin.
And Jake's coming off. I appreciate his effort and competing. And,
yep.
But
he's a good dude.
He
he's
is.
Doing everything he can.
He's competing, getting back out there, but just doesn't have it.
So Joe Huber in there and J.P. Benshaw in at right guard. Three receivers right, one on the left.
Uh-oh.
And movement up front. And this will cost Wisconsin with 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play.
Start. Offense, number 56, five-yard penalty.
Right.
It's still third down.
You mentioned it, Tausch. I mean, you could take a look at how to fix it here at Wisconsin right now, and it's you look at it with open minds
wide
and
open
dead
eyes,
honesty. Three receivers right, one on the left from the 21 of Wisconsin, third down and 14. Locke gets the snap. Gophers rush three, drop eight, a throw to the right, tipped up, and Kekahuna trying to haul it in, and he does at the 34-yard line, a yard short of the first down. And a fourth and one coming up for Wisconsin with 2:25 remaining.
That was about as lucky as you get. Robinson jumps the route, thinks he has a pick, and he just tips it up with his left hand. And give Tretch credit, great concentration for Tretch to be able to pull that in and keep our faint hopes alive here on a fourth and one.
2:08 remaining. Clock is running. Fourth and one out of the shotgun. Here's the snap handoff. Tawee Walker, and he will not make it.
Ugh.
He will be stopped. It looks like just shy of the 35. As the sad but true tale, that is a fitting ending here for this team if he is in fact short, and he very much appears to be short, and he is. The Gophers get the stop, and they're 2 minutes away from getting the axe. We have the 2 minute timeout. We'll keep it here as we are through our allotment of breaks. 2 minutes to play. Minnesota 24, Wisconsin 7.
You kind of hit the nail on the head. You talk about being a physical football team and a lot of fourth and ones, a lot of issues. And that's one of the things when you decide to be a spread and do more things out of the gun. That's been, I know, I'm not going to even look at my phone because, well, go from under center. We heard that all season. There's just a lot more questions right now than there are answers about what we are, what we're doing. And that right there is a pretty good symbol of that. And I give Minnesota a ton of credit. They came in here today. They played hard. They played a lot better. They played more physical, and they deserved to beat us, and they beat us in every phase, in every way.
Yeah, there's not one thing fluky about this.
Nothing,
Wisconsin
no.
with 166 yards of offense, and this is a stretch of seasons for Wisconsin football that fans have not seen in 20 years. Mm-hmm. You go back, you know, Tausch, after you guys were part of those back-to-back Big Ten and Rose Bowl championship teams, the Badgers went through a five-year stretch where in the Big Ten they were 19-21. And had to go 6-2 in 2004 to get close to 500. From 2020 until now, Wisconsin is about to fall to 22-21 in the Big Ten. Very similar stretch. Actually, it was slightly worse 20 years ago. It took time to get it turned around. They eventually did. And the question is, how long will it take this current program to get it fixed? Theoretically, in this era we're in, you could do it. Takes some money to do it. And it also takes proper identification and evaluation of talent. And you can acquire the talent, but you still have to form a team.
You have to do that. And it's not as easy as, well, let's get some young guys in and let them grow and develop and do. That is no longer the model of what college football is. And you don't have to like it, but you have to adjust and figure out how you're going to succeed moving forward. And, you know, there's a lot of programs that I think it's going to affect. Obviously, the University of Wisconsin, we have had a lot of guys that have been here 5 years and have worked and gotten to be really good players. Everything is sped up now, and it has to be immediate. And that's it's becoming more NFL modelish, and we saw that throughout this season with the ups and downs. And this guy, just wait, Alabama lost to what? Who?
Uh-huh.
That's where we're at, and it's going to be harder and a more competitive than ever Big Ten, and Wisconsin has a long way to go.
They do, and they know it. 2 minutes to play, 24-7, Minnesota leading as the Gophers take over at the Wisconsin 34-yard line. Max Brosberg, continuing at the controls, takes the snap, hands off Darius Taylor over the left side of the line, and he'll take it down to the 31-yard line of Wisconsin. Well, Brosberg, fitting that description of, you know, quarterbacks hate to be called a game manager, but he is. He's also a playmaker. You know, he's more than a manager. He can make the tough throws, but he continues to manage this offense. And they say he wants to be involved in the install meetings, and just he wants to know the why to the what's and all the meetings. Just a really good quarterback for this program.
He's done a good job, and today he's done it. They don't have to run it. They can just kneel this thing out if they want. Doesn't look like that's the road they're going to go down, but the axe is making its way down to the end zone, and bad news.
From the 31 of Wisconsin, second down and 7. They'll keep it on the ground. Here's Taylor inside the 30-yard line, and that was Elijah Hills at the 29. It'll be a third down and about 5 with 105 remaining.
Elijah Hills has been one guy that I think, you know, he's obviously dinged up, and give him credit for getting out there and competing today, but he's really had some great flashes.
Yes.
But, you know, you have some young guys, and that's really what kind of what you're talking about. You have young guys, you have transfers, and you're trying to mold this all together in a way that you build a cohesive team. And it just feels like that's been a big struggle, and the defensive line, I think this year has taken its toll on that group.
Third down of the 29-yard line, hand off to Taylor off the right side. He'll get inside the 25 to the 20, and now he'll just roll to the turf at about the 16-yard line, and that will wrap it up here at Camp Randall Stadium. The Wisconsin Badgers will have empty trophy cases as the Minnesota Golden Gophers make the sprint to the south end zone. The axe heads back to Minnesota. It's over at Camp Randall Stadium, and the Gophers, in very convincing fashion, take down the Wisconsin Badgers this afternoon, 24-7.
You feel bad for the seniors, the guys that emptied the Hunter Woolers, the Jack Nelsons, the guys that have, you see the Gophers. You always, you saw it last year where we did it, took the axe. To do that on at Camp Randall, and you're seeing, it's a tough pill for these guys to swallow.
Oof. Tough pill and a tough season here for Wisconsin football as they will finish 5-7. Final score, Minnesota 24, Wisconsin 7. We're back with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
The tradition, the rivalries. Sirius XM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got you covered. On Big Ten Radio, there is complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along on the Sirius XM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now you can get 3 months of Sirius XM free. Subscribe now. See offer details at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
As they say, to the victor goes the spoils, and in this case, to the victor goes Paul Bunyan's axe as the Minnesota players taking the victory lap here at Camp Randall Stadium. Their fan base pretty well represented here. As a matter of fact, they're about the only ones left here in the stadium as the Gophers clearly the better team today, defeating Wisconsin 24-7. The Badgers with 166 yards of offense, Minnesota 364. and likely would have been well north of 400. They were just milking the clock for a good chunk of this second half, and a whole lot of soul searching ahead for this Wisconsin Badgers program moving forward.
There is no doubt, and you see the Gophers taking the axe, and you know, I can remember Jerry Wunsch video, I'm chomping it down, Joe Thomas, and to see the Gophers doing that on your home field is very humbling. So really a disappointing season, and it kind of capped off against your biggest rival, and offensively to put up this kind of performance, especially when I thought last week, you know, obviously you make a change and you do some different things. I thought they handled that part well, defensively not, and today it just – really nothing. You can't really come out of this game feeling good about any phase of your football team. So you miss a field goal when you have an opportunity. And the opposite of the messaging we heard all season was complimentary football. And they never really, outside of that 1-3-game stretch, never really figured out what that looks like. And when you can't do that, your bowl streak comes to an end and all of the other stuff, and you have the Gophers celebrating. And so now it's about what you do next, and I think that's where there's going to be a lot of questions in trying to figure out what that's going to be.
You know, there's an offensive coordinator to hire. There is the roster makeup itself. You're going to have players with decisions to make moving forward. You'll have a staff with decisions to make. With the roster cap will be set at 105. All could be scholarships. The feeling is that will not be the case at any number of places, including here. It could stay in the mid-80s
range. What are we thinking percentage-wise? And I know I heard Nebraska and last week kind of listening to their coach say 40 or 50% roster turnover, which is just crazy to think. And, you know, when you have a season like this, I think everything is open. You have guys that are going to go early. You just don't know, and that makes this task even that much more monumental.
No, it does. I mean, you can, if it all lines up, you could turn it around quickly, Indiana.
Yeah.
But those are the rare exceptions.
Yep.
And you know, the whole idea of this and the real trick is sustainability. You don't want to be really good, then nosedive, then really good, then nosedive. No, Wisconsin is just a Joe average at best program right now. And unfortunately, that's been the case. You know, it was a team in 2001 that went into Minneapolis with a chance to win the Big Ten West. It didn't. It was a beat-up team by then. And since then, it is a 500 or slightly below. This is 3 years out of five now where the Badgers have finished at or below 500 in the Big Ten. It will finish 3-6 in the league, 5-7. Overall, been a long time since we've rattled off numbers like that at the end of a year.
And it's been a long time. Obviously, this bowl streak that I know we, as a program, take a lot of pride in, that unless, you know, Patrick Herbs, all of his predictions are correct, that is going to end. So now it's almost, and I think there maybe is just the, all right, well, the bowl, that's not the same as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's playoff. It's Luke Fickell was brought in here to take this program to the next level. He's got a lot of challenges ahead of himself to get that done.
Minnesota wins it today, 24-7. We'll continue with our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY Industry reported total sales.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. Former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show as Minnesota defeats Wisconsin today 24-7. Time for the Red Zone recap from Case IH. While our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. Gophers 3-for-3 in the Red Zone today. The Badgers 1-of-2. And the miss was a big one. They had a chance to make this a one-score game as we were moving through the second half and get the ball inside the 10-yard line, and then the drive stalls. They get a penalty, and then they miss a field goal. And that miss, feel like we've been talking about those opportunities a lot of times this season, Touch, where like, you're on the brink of doing something highly unlikely in a good way, and they just end up one step forward, two steps, three steps back at times.
And I know the field goal would have cut it, what, to 21-10, but it is about adding points and just – the wind coming out of your sails. And that's unfortunately been too many times this season when you've had some adversity. You need something positive to kind of get it moving. And somebody has to step up. And I thought the offense was able to get down there. You know, unfortunately, you get a holding call and you get put in a spot where you need to make that kick. And if you do, it's 21-10. Would we have come back and won? I don't know. I know once that field goal missed, people started leaving this building in bigger droves and the energy – and that was about a wrap. So that was kind of another one of those signs of this season where you just haven't consistently had somebody pick you up when something bad happened. It was more of a you stewed in it and you were unable to pull yourself out. And that's a formula to finish a season up at 5-7.
All right, this Case IH Red Zone recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. 24-7, Minnesota defeats Wisconsin today. Postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers will continue in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Get ready for the moment we've all been waiting for. It's the 300K season finale giveaway at Pottawatomie. Friday, December 20th, watch your entries from Bird Bash, Cash Clash, and Winter's Dash all pile into one massive drawing for a chance at up to 50 grand cash. Be there to win your share December 20th only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Learn more at paysbig.com/finale. Must be 21 years old to play.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5, touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results, Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers postgame show as Minnesota defeats Wisconsin today, 24-7. We mentioned a little bit during the broadcast and the game broadcast itself. Want to say it again. The fans here have been terrific all season long at Camp Randall Stadium. The enthusiasm. Obviously, it was a highly anticipated home schedule, knowing the programs that were rolling in here. But a shout out to all the folks who came out here throughout the course of the season from opening night to today. There were empty seats today. Not gonna lie, but there were a lot of fans still made it out here in some of the coldest conditions we have seen for a Wisconsin football game in 6+ decades. But a standing ovation to this incredibly loyal base of Wisconsin Badgers fans. You all were terrific again this season.
No doubt about it. I thought that Oregon game was as electric as it's been in here in a while. And, you know, the crowd, the players feed off of that. And for a great home schedule, unfortunately, we weren't able to kind of get over the hump and beat one of those squads here. I thought that was a great year. And I always like to – I know deer hunting season, my boy Clussy and Catfish and Nate and all that whole crew that are out there, I know they listen to us and we provide hopefully some semblance of – that wasn't super entertaining today, but – I know that group, loyal listeners as well.
Clussy and Catfish.
Catfish got his first. Yeah,
he was able to get one.
It's Clussy's kid, and he was able to get one, and he did all of it by himself. Which,
oh,
I'm thinking my kid can't pick up the mail, and this kid's out here gutting deer and everything else. So, kudos to Catfish.
Oh,
ain't that right, Max?
Oh, Max is staring daggers at you.
Stern look.
He's gonna set down his phone and go to work here in a second. So. Well, congrats. All the best to Clussy and Catfish and Nate, the other guy there, too.
Oh, Rolo, yeah.
That's tremendous. 24-7, Minnesota defeats Wisconsin today. We'll have more witty repartee as our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show.
It beats the alternative.
It does. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Hey Badger fans, Matza Matt here from Group of Lots and Matza Pizza, the official pizza of your UW Badgers. Hey listen, we get it. Games can be long, stressful, and work up an appetite. That's why you need a pizza that'll go all four quarters. A Brew Pub Lots and Matza Pizza. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with high quality meat and veggie toppings, a bold, flavorful sauce on a thin crust, then comes the boom! They're bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese that'll have you yelling,
touchdown!
Snag a Brew Pub Lots and Matza Pizza in the frozen pizza section of your local grocer today.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
97.5 FM WFHR would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show, Thursdays at 9 a.m.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show continues as Minnesota defeats Wisconsin this afternoon, 24-7. A couple of minutes ago, Mike Keller caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
With the head coach Luke Fickell, and let's talk about part of the message. You were talking to about seniors, and if we begin there, those are the guys who today it's the difficult part because they don't get another shot at this, and yet you have to appreciate all that they put into their time here.
Well, that's everything, and I feel bad for them. I apologize for not putting us in position to put them guys out of here and send them guys out of here the way they should be sent out for all that they've done for us, for this team and this program. And I know it's the game, and the game is ups and downs, and it doesn't work out your way all the time, but that's not what they deserve.
Today's game, offensively, there was just never a rhythm. You had the two drives in the second half. The second one ended in a missed field goal, but for much of the day, offensively, no rhythm.
Yeah, I mean, you aren't ever going to win a Big Ten game if you rush the ball for 35 yards, and so that put us in a tough situation. Obviously, I thought we started off decent. I mean, defensively, you know, got a few stops, but just never couldn't play complimentary football one bit today. And it really, really cost us.
Coach, this is not the chapter of the book that you wanted to write this year, obviously, but the next chapter begins. Like, it doesn't stop rolling. You get signing day coming up this week. That process is ongoing and always.
Yeah, that was the message afterwards, that there's no easy route through this. And this world today, that guys think there's an easier route, and that means if they want to, this isn't the place they want to be because they don't want to climb this mountain, then they're going to have easy shot to go ahead and go do that. But I'm talking players, I'm talking coaches, I'm talking everybody a part of it. And those that want to stay, those that want to grind this thing through, that we're gonna do what we need to do, and we're gonna make these seniors that are walking out of here, that, you know, gut wrenching and heart pulled out, we're gonna make them proud, and we're gonna make them proud with the guys that want to be here, players and coaches. And we got a lot of work to do.
Questions and answers. What's the most difficult for you in this position? You've not been here before. I mean, this is not part of your pedigree as a player or a coach. So what is the most difficult part right now?
Trying to put a finger on it. Trying to say, what is the issue? Where are we? We had had some moments in a stretch there that I thought we were getting better. And we pride ourselves, and when we came in here, saying that we're going to win fourth quarters, we're going to play our best ball at the end of the year, and we are not that, and we have not done that. And you know, we got to find out exactly why. You know, you can blame players and things like that, but everybody's got an opportunity to develop and get players. It's about making sure you put them together and going in the right direction, and make sure they get better no matter what.
Coach, thank you, appreciate it. Back over to you guys.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank Mike Heller for doing that all season long. Not the most fun part of the job, but he did raise the point with Luke Fickell, and he's never been in this spot in consecutive years of having a program mired in mediocrity. Now he's gone through bitter losses as a player at Ohio State, and he's had, you know, far more highs than lows there as a player and as a coach. And obviously at Cincinnati, the first year was a rugged one, and they turned it around in quick fashion down there at UC. But, you know, 7 wins last year, 5 wins this year, that's just not a neighborhood where he lives.
It's definitely not. And I think you could hear in the resignation in his voice that he is trying to figure a lot of things out too. So it's at this point, when you have a season like this, the disappointment of it, you have to look at everything that you're doing, how you're approaching things, and trying to find a way. Because normally, even if the season was this, you'd think, all right, we're building. I don't think that's how anyone feels. I think it's now a real hard look overall about what we're doing and why we're doing it, and what we need to do to have different results. And there's a deep dive that's going to be going on, and there's a lot of things that need to be figured out in the next 6 to 8 months, and it all starts with the recruiting and everything else.
All right. You mentioned the low total Wisconsin had rushing the ball. It was officially 36 rushing yards and 24 attempts, a couple of sacks in there. Darius Taylor had 32 carries for 143 yards today. Minnesota ends up with 183 rushing yards. And again, this Wisconsin rush defense, only Purdue was worse in the Big Ten than Wisconsin.
That's what I was just going to say. And it last week I thought was real. I mean, there have been times, and really in the beginning of the season, even when we were playing the Western Michigans, there was some things that were kind of, okay. But then, you know, the ship kind of got righted, and you started feeling like, okay. And, you know, you looked at this defensive line and this linebacker group. We have been so good stopping the run this year, never really figured it out. And teams that aren't dominant run football teams have been able to have record days against us. And that, to me, if I'm Luke and I'm looking around, I think that is job one as far as figuring out. I thought there were some strides made in some other areas of this football team. But I think when looking at this thing holistically, days like today and what we saw in Lincoln last weekend, that's, I think, the root of where we're really struggling.
Yeah, you look at, obviously, the really good Wisconsin teams, or you look at teams that are contending to be in the playoffs, national championship teams. Yes, you need really good quarterback play and the skill spots, but the trenches, the defensive line. You just look at the Big Ten alone you know, some of those dudes Ohio State would roll out of the D line here, you know, in the, from the Urban Meyer years on, just in the playoff era. And Wisconsin is just very, very thin in that in that and department, and it showed.
And injuries and some of the other stuff. But I just think, and it's one thing holding up against the run, and you can do different things, but just in pressure and putting, making the opponent feel, it was, everything was too comfortable. There was too many quarterbacks that would sit back there and have, today was a great example, all day to throw. And you're not creating lost yardage plays, and people can stay in normal down and distance and do what they want to do, and they're dictating. You can't win, I don't care what level of football, if that's the case.
And again, it's been 20 years since the Badgers have gone through a stretch of seasons like this, a five-year stretch coming off the back-to-back Rose Bowl wins. The next 5 years, Wisconsin was two games below 500 in the Big Ten. You know, the last 5 years now, one game above. That's it, 22 and 21. And now just trying to find a way to dig out of it moving forward. But as Mike Heller, you know, pose it to Luke Fickell, it, you know, the clock still moving here. Is, you got the signing day coming up. You got to decide, okay, who's in, who's out, the portal, all of that. It's the never-ending, you know, never-ending challenge. Not unique to Wisconsin dealing with it, but the Badgers have to, you know, got to find a way to upgrade what they've got.
And nobody feels sorry for you, and the clock doesn't stop. So it is just going to keep, you're going to keep rolling, and you have to figure out and find your plan. And I think in talking to some Minnesota folks this week, I think one of the things is PJ's got his guys. Mm-hmm. Does Wisconsin. Doesn't sound like it. And that's, I think, part of that deal is figuring out what's your system and who those guys are. And right now, Wisconsin, I think you're looking at it and you see you had a bunch of guys that gave everything they had, and it just wasn't there. So now what do you do moving forward? Because all of this other stuff, yes, you're disappointed for the seniors. We're disappointed that the bowl streak is going to come to an end. But it's a new era of football, and every year is going to stand on its own. And the challenges that this program has is unique, but it's not to the new system. And figuring all of that out is a daunting operation, and that's where Luke Fickell's at right now.
And that's the job ahead, trying to find a way to get this thing turned. It's not unprecedented here at Wisconsin, but it has been a while, and got a big old slice of humble pie here in 2024. Well, we still had fun, right?
Doing this, had some fun moments for sure. Unfortunately, it was limited to one stretch from a football standpoint, because this is always a lot more fun when the team is winning and you're doing it. And you know, it's always, you drive over here today and you just remind yourself how blessed you are to be able to do this job and to have as much fun as we do. And even in a season that is this disappointing from a team standpoint, it's great to be out here with these big games and the atmosphere and the fans and the energy. Very fortunate to be next to you and doing it.
Yeah, likewise, Tausch. Love working with you. And you know, they've got a home schedule next year. Ohio State comes in here and all kinds of cupcakes.
Get easier.
All kinds of cupcakes.
Yeah. The old days when it's like, gosh, this home schedule, we're playing the West. Those days are gone.
Yeah,
and the challenges
are.
And that's just making this whole thing much more fun from a fan standpoint. But when you're coach and you're building this team, you know that you're going to have something every week, and that's the fun challenge.
All right, thanks as always to the MVP of our booth. 25 years,
yeah, Dave McCann. Boy.
Dave McCann.
Dave's the man.
Keeping us all in line, saying, Matt, take the ID, please. Matt, take the ID. Would you please take the ID, Matt? Among other things. Dave likes me so much, you're going to see it. It'll be less than 24 hours. We got a little basketball action tomorrow.
I got a hunch you guys have a little more success tomorrow than we did today from a team standpoint.
Fighting Gardo's off to a good start, 7-0. They got Chicago State coming in tomorrow. Our coverage starts at 11. I got to deal with Brian Butch.
I don't know how you handle what you what you deal with. You deserve a lot of credit, Matt LePay.
Now we'll have some fun. Badger basketball back at it tomorrow, and then the Big Ten games start Tuesday against Michigan. Always got stuff going on here, so we appreciate all of you folks listening to us when you can along the Badger Radio Network all fall during the Badger football season, and a lot more to come as we move in to the meat and potatoes of the Wisconsin basketball season as well. Your final score, Minnesota 24, Wisconsin 7. Much more to come. Now it's going to get good. Now the content really picks up as we got Bill Schmidt and Lance Allen.
What a crew.
So they are eagerly awaiting to come on in here and take us through here the next however long they're going to be here for. They're going to continue.
They said till all the calls stop. They might be here till 6 or 7.
Oh, this will be good. All right. The local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show continues in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
We continue with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin UP4 dealers. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. And Lance, there's no way to make these a lot better. But when you ultimately feel a game like the Badgers felt here today, 24-7, resounding is a good way of putting it. And a capper that sadly illustrates the season that the Badgers went through here in 2024.
Sadly, Billy, it doesn't come as a shock. I'm sure Matt and Mark kind of, you know, put into capsule form, capsulated the whole thing. We're going to try to do the same as well. And we're not going to totally sugarcoat it either. I mean, this was a game. We said it last week, Billy, and I think it still rings true. Did you really want to send the seniors out that way? Did you really want the bowl streak to now we don't know officially. There's a chance that they could sneak in or whatever. But at this point, you sit there and go, well, more than likely, the bowl streak's over. We know that the winning season streak is over. And that's stuff that you don't want to be the first team to do in 22, 23 years, in my opinion.
Yeah,
and
no
I think that's
it.
In a lot of people's opinions.
Yeah, it's a tough thing that this group is going to remember and be a part of. And they were a part of a very, very difficult run and a turbulent 4 years, 5 years for some of these Badgers, a transitional period in the program, and today ends with the Axe going back to Minnesota. And credit to the Golden Gophers. We'll talk a lot about the game, and we'll get into a lot of it. But on the field, this game is always won, it feels like, for me personally, in the trenches, Lance, and today was no different.
You mentioned it right away, and you're the offensive line expert, so I always defer to you on that. But it felt a little bit like the Iowa game, where on both sides of the line of scrimmage, for sure the offensive line side, but both lines were pretty much dominated by the opposition. And the other thing I was just thinking of briefly, Billy, is, you know, a lot of times when your season isn't quite what you want it to be, so, for example, competing for a Big Ten championship or being in the Final 12 or